Have you ever had a moment where you just knew in your gut that a divine purpose had been revealed to you? That you just knew something of God had been revealed to you? That's what epiphany means. It does mean surprise, which Donald talked to us about. But the word means revealing, or uncovering. Revelation is what this word means. And epiphanies are not just experienced by people who might call themselves spiritual or religious. Every one of us has the divine spark within us. And so each of us, we have a gift to discern something that is of God, or what is a divine purpose being revealed to us. In fact, when you were born, you were an epiphany. You are an epiphany. You are a revelation of God's divine purpose. Amen? How often do you think about that you are an epiphany? Well, this Sunday is a special Sunday when we tell the story of Epiphany according to the Gospel of Matthew, when the story of the wise Magi journeying from far away, leading or following the star to find the Christ child. I want us to think a bit more today about how divine purposes might be revealed to us. And in order to do that, I want to share with you a little bit about the troublesome side of Epiphany first. Because there is some trouble with Epiphany. Because when divine purposes are revealed, the purposes of evil are also revealed. We cannot see the path that we must follow unless we are able to see the path that we ought not to follow. Matthew's story of Epiphany is explicit in that it tells a story of a path we must not take, just as it tells a story of an alternative path that we are invited to take. And trouble begins with the very first sentence of the story that we heard Todd read. It says, in the time of Herod. In the time of King Herod. Everyone who hears the story and is listening would know that to open the story with Herod's name is to bring into light the very real political context of Rome and its overwhelming and oppressive power. King Herod is Rome's representative. Herod was known as a brutal ruler who presided over a system where the small group of elites benefited, while many were deprived of their daily bread. And often this was through heavy taxation of the people. Herod, his agenda, his fear, his brutality, his way is set up in this story as directly opposed to God's way. There is conflict immediately. There is God's way, and there is Herod's way. And Matthew wants us to understand that these two are opposed to each other. Revelation means revelation. It means that what is revealed is not just always the good, but also the troublesome parts. The bad is also revealed. The road we must not take is also revealed. Do you think that we have a unique opportunity today, in our time, to get clear about the road we must not take? Do you believe that epiphanies are available to us today? Do you think that what is being revealed to us now is something we should pay attention to now as we are drawing close to a Trump presidency? Are we willing to see that our past is being revealed to us? Reverend William Barber says that Trumpism is nothing new in our country. It's as American as apple pie, he says. There would be no Donald Trump without the first black president. Every stride toward freedom in this country has been met with the same backlash. Van Jones calls it a white lash. Trumpism is nothing new, that's true. But we are still facing a dire situation today. Those already vulnerable to harassment, prejudice, poverty, and violence are more vulnerable. And if there is ever a time for us to stay awake, to be vigilant, to be prayerful, to go home by another road, seeking God's alternative path of mercy and justice, it is now. The time is now to find another road home, to get clear about our way not being the Herod way. Epiphany is about revelation, and it includes the revelation of Herod's way, and it also shows us an alternative path. The wise magi found a different way home, and they followed a star. A star, we might say, what is that for leading us? There's too much light pollution in Philadelphia to imagine following a star, right? We are city people, most of us. But let's give the story a chance before we dismiss the star too much. Because it feels a little bit like, is that what we've got? A star to follow? I have never noticed, though, how active the star is in this story. Have you ever noticed? It is really active. It seems to make decisions on its own. It has its own will. It has its own way. The star rises. It goes ahead of the magi. And it decides to stop over the place where the child was born. The star also is the source of the magi's joy. The text says, when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. The star is free. It is not under anyone's control. The star is outside of the rule and reign of Herod. The star is something that Herod cannot touch. Nobody can. The wise magi, we are told, observed this star. They studied it. They reflected on it. But more than that, they depended on this star for guidance and revelation, so that when the star rose, they rose. When the star moved, they moved. When the star stopped, they stopped. What does it take, we might think, to be so dependent, so in tune with what the star is doing, that where it leads, we would follow? Now note that the star does not tell them exactly what to do. Don't we want that sometimes in this day? We want to know what to do. The star doesn't tell them exactly what to do, but the star does give direction, and it is clear direction. The star has started to fascinate me in this story. I don't know if the star is God, but the star is certainly of God. Because God is free. God is not under anyone's control. God reigns in a way that is entirely different from Herod's reign. Herod cannot control God. Nobody can. Now, sometimes I have to admit I want that star of God to be more active. I want the star in all its burning fire to come closer to the earth and burn up people like Herod. I just want to say that. I want to burn up the death penalty or the prisons or the people with bombs and the people who have their hands so easily on triggers that kill. I want the star to be more. I want the star not just to reveal, but I want the star to burn up. Why can't the star do more, I say? I don't know. But I do know that the star is there. I do know that the star is not in my control. I do know that the star always beckons us to follow, and I know the star is our source of joy. I know that the star will lead us to even greater joy. I also know that the star always seems to invite us to make our home with those who are most victimized and hurt by systems of oppression. The star led the wise magi to a place where the vulnerable baby of refugee parents revealed the saving presence of God. In this dire time, I believe that we need this epiphany story. Maybe we can see ourselves as the wise magi who were given the gift of revelation. They saw with great clarity that Herod's way was not God's way, and they dedicated everything toward journeying on this alternative route. It was, in fact, their source of joy. The very way they journeyed was their source of joy. And I believe the Spirit is saying to us with great clarity, my way for you is not Herod's way. And it will not be Trump's way either, if Trump follows through on all that he heralded during his campaign. The way of the star will lead us on a different path with a different agenda. The way of truth, the way of life, the way of peace, the way of reparations, the way of justice. This is the agenda that characterizes the reign of God, and it is the source of our joy. I believe that the star of God is still proceeding. Guide us, O God, in thy perfect light. Amen.